Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know how we do it. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And, you know, if I hadn't said it before, happy Easter to you guys. Belated Easter. Hey, did y'all go Easter egg hunting? Did anybody hide any eggs? Did anybody find any eggs? Did anybody find some eggs with some money in it? Did anybody find some eggs with some candy in it? Did you find some eggs? Did you find one egg? Did you hide one egg? You know what? I bought some eggs, right? And not the real eggs, but I bought some colored plastic eggs, right? And I was gonna use them to, you know, hide for my grandkid to find. Yeah, I said grandkid. I do have a grand. I have two grandkids now. But anyway, we were gonna hide these eggs for my granddaughter to find. And I got some, right? The color eggs, the plastic eggs. They had some sweet tarts in them. And I'm just thinking back. I mean, I know a lot of you guys out there that's listening to the show. Pretty much, you may be the same age I am, maybe a little bit younger, maybe even a little bit older. But when we were growing up at Easter time, come on, man. Come on, man. Easter was a gigantic deal. Y'all with me? Easter was huge when I was coming up as a kid. And, you know, for me not to hide any eggs or even find an egg or mess with some eggs at Easter time, that was outside of us, right? Now, we used to hide eggs, you know, they hide eggs out in the yard, and then they let us, you know, they make us sit in a room and wait for them to hide the eggs, and then they tell you to come out the room, you can go outside and look for the eggs, and we go look for them eggs, man. You know, found them eggs, man. But they were real boiled eggs that were color. I remember coloring eggs at Easter time. Messing up the kitchen. Mom used to be like, don't get that stuff on my floor. And, you know, but that's what we did. We boiled the eggs, real eggs. We boiled them. And then we, you know, we dropped them in this dye to put colors on them. And, you know, you could write on them, you know. Put a little piece of crayon on it before you dip it in the dye and they have, you know, your name on it or something, you know. But that's the way we did Easter. And we had clothes, you know, you had your new Easter suit, you wore to church. And way back in the day, we had a little Easter speech we had to do, you know. But anyway, I don't know how I got off on that. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Thanks to you guys who are listening via cell phone, via landline, or on my show page at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Again, I'm trying to get back in the groove. I'm putting them downloading and putting a lot of music up on the show. So, I want to do a show where we have some, you know, just you call me and say, hey, Frank, Blow the Whistle by Too Short, and then I'm gonna hit it like that. You mean Blow the Whistle by Too Short? Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I'm with it. How about it? I know you don't have this. For the love of money, the OG. Come on, dog. Anyway, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome again. I'm getting back in the groove. I'm trying to do a show every day that I can, right? And we're going to get moving on this. All right? Now, today's show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. Yeah, Frank Williams Realty. That's my realty company. Hey, if you guys trying to sell a house or buy a house, or you know someone who's selling or buying, ask them to touch base with me. We can help them from start to finish. They don't have to do anything. Okay? From start to finish, I'll take care of them. I'll hold their hands all throughout the process. Okay? And so, if you guys, some of you know how to get in touch with me, but you can call me at the office, 404-564-9689. 404-564-9689 is the number to the office. Some of you guys have my personal cell. You can call me there. You can email me at frankwilliams@kw.com. Any way you want to. I get it all, right? So call me. Let me help you. And, hey, we could probably make some money together. All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Today's show is entitled, and I know this is why. You know, I have lots of people up on the show today because of what we're getting ready to talk about. Is masturbation good or bad for you? Is it good or bad for you? And then, who does it more? Men or women? Now, you know, before, and again, if you'd like to give your comment or opinion, just press the number one on your keypad, and that would let me know that you'd like to be on the show, and I'll put you up on the show, and you can give me your comments or give me your opinion about the topic. Is masturbation good or bad for you? And who does it more, men or women? And again, I'm not a professional mentality doctor or a psychologist, whatever you want to call it. I'm not a psychologist, right? I don't know everything about people's behavior and all this stuff, right? You know, don't make me out to be something more than I am, because I'm just ordinary person. I know a lot about a little, and I know a little about a lot. So I can talk a little bit about just about anything, but that don't mean I know a whole lot about it. But I will talk about it. Let's get a call up on the show right now from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, who's this and where are you calling from?
Frank, this smoke is from Jonesboro, baby. You know what it is.
Smoke!
Yes, sir.
Where
yes,
you been,
sir.
Bro?
Oh, man, I've been something everywhere. Really just came back from Louisiana. They making me a trip down there for a minute, but yeah, I'm back in Atlanta now.
Jonah.
Yes, sir.
Out there in Jonesboro.
You know it.
Well, Smoke, tell me what's on your mind, brother. You want to talk about this?
Oh yeah, man. You know I'm glad to talk about this type of stuff. Right up my alley.
I hate you. So tell me this before you get off into something else. Tell me this. Who do you think does it more, men or women?
I would say women, because first of all, they, you know, men, you know, we just have our hands. But they got all sorts of gadgets and gadgets that'll just, you know, blow their head off with them things they don't even need no more. You know, they try to make it obsolete, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I think if you polled women and they could, you know, their names won't be mentioned, then you probably find that more women do it. I know they have a better time at it. You know?
Yeah.
But, I've seen some things, you know, they got from men. Well, you can just slide it on there, and it'll do the hand motion thing for you, you know. It's like putting it like in a hot pocket or something. And, you know, I ain't never thought about giving it a try, but I have seen some, you know, pictures of it and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think it's good for you, or you think it's bad for you, or you don't know?
I used to watch Real Sex. There's a show that you come on HBO.
Yeah.
And there was a doctor about it. And he was like, it's good for you. You know, it's helping you explore your own body and figure out what you like and you don't like or whatever. But like anything else, you probably want to do it in moderation. Because when the real thing come along, you still want to have some type of energy left.
I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and you know a female, and I asked her, I said, you know, do you think men or women do it more? And she said men. Of course she would, but you know, she said men.
Yeah.
But you know, I just think women do it more.
Yeah.
It's more women that masturbate than men.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. Hey, Smoke, I got another call I'm going to pull in to the show, okay? Hang on for a minute.
Go ahead.
Hang on.
I
have another caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Friend. I'm the friend you talked to earlier about this.
Hey, Friend.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, guys, you guys are comical. I mean, masturbation, number one, is not only a sexual event. Just digging in your nose or scratching your head, they call it masturbation. So y'all just done took it to a whole other level. But on that note, men definitely masturbate more than women. I mean,
you say scratch your head, dig in your nose.
Yeah, that's considered masturbation.
Okay.
You didn't define the game on today. If you like really look into it, all of that stuff, it's not just, you know, sexual. So of course, that's the obvious masturbation, but they call that type of stuff.
Hold it. Is that a formal masturbation, or is that like
right?
It's only one thing you can do, right? Or is it a bunch of different forms of masturbation?
Right, it's a bunch of different forms. It's all kind of stuff that they might title masturbation. It's not just a sexual act.
Right, so the sexual act, do you think that men do it more or women do it more?
I mean, as far as sexually, probably women, but no, men. I mean, what are you talking about?
I mean,
anyway, that's my opinion, is men do it more. They position themselves 50 times a day. They jack off, and they do it more. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep listening. I'm going to bring Smokey back into the show. Hey, Hey, Smoke, you heard what that caller just said?
I sure did. And she educated me on something that I never knew, that scratching your head and being rose was, you know,
yeah.
I don't get around without that. You know what I mean? Guys?
Right.
You know how many times I done dug in my nose? Come on now.
Right. I guess that's what, you know, what she was saying is that's a form of masturbation. You know, it's a lot of different fish out there, but they still fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of different, I guess it's a lot of different forms of masturbation. But, you know, it's still masturbation. I guess,
yeah.
You know, I had never thought to check that out.
Yeah, hey man, you know, that's a new one on me. I'm talking about, my mind blows over here out there. But now, if you're comparing younger men, like teenagers, I think they will probably, teenage boys will probably do it more than girls. Well, I think once you get grown, a lot of women do it because a lot of them complain about they can't find a good man and, they just don't want to, you know, sleep with somebody off the rip and stuff. So I think that's why I think they would be doing it more.
Right. Right. That's what I was thinking. You know, I'm thinking about grown men and grown women. I mean, we know that the young boys now, you know, they do it. I when I was coming up, I mean, I ain't tried it. I ain't never thought about doing that when I was coming up. Elementary school, high school, whatever. I ain't thought about it. Masturbate.
When I first got in high school,
you might have looked at some little Playboy books and got aroused, but I ain't never played with it like that when I was in high school and that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I had, man. As a matter of fact, I had I was up in my room and I was going upstairs and I was looking down and my son was watching TV, and then I noticed, you know, he had his hand on his shirt and it started going up and down all quick and shit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had to step away and laugh. I knew what he was doing. You know, this, he was a teenager. So I had, later on, I had asked him, what was he doing? And he said, I don't know, but it felt good. Man, I cracked my side. I just felt good. And I had to explain to him what it was he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, well, man, that was so damn funny. Brought back old memories. I told next time if you do it, be in your room with the door locked or, you know, taking a shower and clothes, but don't be sitting out in the living room, you know, whacking one off.
Yeah.
Trying to snatch one off.
Yeah. Cause where you going to put it?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to have to buy you another shirt.
All right, Smoke. Hey, I appreciate you calling, man. Keep listening to the show, man.
I am. You can come back to me anytime you want.
All right, buddy. We're going to get it in for a minute. But again, guys, you know, when you think about it, you know, I'm not going to jump on my lady listeners and then like that. You know, all I'm just saying is what I think. I think that, you know, women do it more than men. But, you know, I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong. but it's all good. Come on, y'all. 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. Again, I think that, you know, thinking back, you know, I'm back, but thinking back to what I was saying about being in down in high school and all this stuff, and I know Smoke talking about, you know, his son being in the living room, but again, you know, I didn't personally think about doing that when I was coming up through high school, you know. That just wasn't something that nobody taught me, or, you know, I couldn't watch, you know. You ain't had the internet and all that where you could, you know, look at some porn or something and sit there and do your thing, you know. It's just different now than back in the day, okay? Because we didn't have all these openings, you know. You know, if we did, that might be a different story, but we didn't. And that's why I was saying that I can't throw that out there that you know, it's more, you know, women do it more than men, because I don't know. But at the same time, it's a lot more avenues to look at stuff, and a lot of people single, they live by themselves, you know, it's all kinds of stuff, and everybody's got the internet, so, you know, at some point, being a grown man, a grown woman, you probably looked at something online, you know, when one is trying to do your thing. You know, I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. What I need a man for? I got Robert. Call him what you want. Call him what you want to call him. I got Robert. You know, next door neighbor be like, I heard you talking to Robert last night. Let me cut it out, man. Hey, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call me. I know I appreciate Smoke calling into the show. I appreciate my friend that I talked to earlier about this calling into the show. And everyone's still up on the show and listening. Before I get out of here, I got about another 10 minutes to go in the show. But guys, put your Hawks stuff on tonight. Put your Hawks. These hats, socks, shoes, whatever you got. You know, you got a pair of the old Dominique Wilkins autographed Converse, Reeboks, or whatever he used to wear. Put them on tonight. Put them on tonight. Man, we need to win tonight. Or if we don't win, we need to make something happen. It need to be a close game. Okay? It need to be a close game. Because if not, if they blow us out tonight, oh man. Friday, although the arena gonna be packed in Friday night, gonna be loud, all the same, we still need this game tonight. You know, we're looking at the previews of the game tonight, and they, you know, Miami got all their white T-shirts hanging over the chairs, and so they're gonna be all whited out tonight. But you know, it's all good. It is what it is, right? But I think if we come out, if we hit some shots tonight, we couldn't hit shots the other night. But if we hit some shots tonight, we'll have a chance, you know. And you know, we got one of our big players hurt. You know, Capella hurt, so I don't know when Capella coming back. John Collins just came back, but that's it. He just came back. He's not ready. You know, he need a couple of games under his belt just to get his legs better. So we need all the help we can get tonight, guys. Put it on TNT in another 40 minutes or whatever, however long it is before they start. Put it on TNT. Watch the game. Cheer on the Hawks, man. Cheer on the Hawks. Even if you don't like basketball, just, you know, go write Hawks on a paper towel while you're cooking in the kitchen. Something. We got to do everything we can to make it work for the Hawks tonight. And I think they'll win. I think they'll win tonight. I think Trey going to be on fire. But if you watch the game the other night, Miami was just beating up the Hawks. They were just beating up the Hawks. And, you know, it would piss me off because I just can't stand it when people play like that, you know, when they play like that. And, you know, I want to get on the floor with them just to hit somebody. Just to hit one of the Miami players. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. I'm going to hit you just like you hit me. And then you're going to cry because you're going to say, man, why you playing like that? Yeah, because you playing like that. It irks me to no end when people try to play physical with you. Okay? And then the people that do it, they can't take it on the other end. So if they gonna dish it out, you have to dish it out to bag them down, right? And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Hey guys, I'm gonna shut it down. I'm getting ready for the game. I need me. My friend just refreshed my drink, and I need something to go in it. But just refreshed my drink. I'm getting ready to light up my grill, and I'm gonna watch the Hawks, and I'm gonna put my Hawks shirt on. Guys, do that tonight. We need it. We need it. I'll talk to you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Let's get out of here.
Oh, no. It's Chicago.
That's right, Earthling. Me and the Jam On production crew here are taking over this world. So we want all of you ding dangers to back up your hips and your hot, get on your high horses, and bam, move.